Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, live from Radio Row. I think my 30th year here before you were born, Jameis. Danny, we're almost there. I got two extraordinary guests, and you guys complete me, no pun intended, from my Jerry Maguire days. But I got hired by Lee Steinberg to run the agency as CEO, not because I was a great lawyer, not because I was a great agent, because I was the only one that had extensive experience in venture capital and technology. And Lee Steinberg in the early 2000s said, I need a CEO that understands venture capital and technology because the future of sports is in venture capital and technology. And like always, Lee was right. He's a visionary, which is why he's Lee Steinberg. But Jameis Winston and Danny Kortenreid with In Studio Ventures, you guys have completed me, because whether you're a current superstar in the NFL or a venture capitalist, we all have to work together to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Jameis, I'm going to start with you. I now coach and help athletes in the business world. So from Michael Chandler in the UFC to Austin Eckler, who you know, I specifically talk about the mindset in business. Is there a difference in a mindset from being a professional athlete to a venture capitalist?
I don't believe that the mindset in terms of focusing on what you love is different. But I believe it requires a certain level of humility to be able to lean on world-class entrepreneurs and study with them and mastermind with them about what they know, right? Because football, I've been playing this since I was 4 years old, right? I did not go to college to be in economics or to be an investor. But what I do know is that I don't know everything. So being able to humble myself and build relationships. Collaboration breeds success. And I think one thing that the NFL locker room does give us is that model of connecting with other individuals from all walks of life and making something great happen with them.
And you've been able to do that on and off the field. And it's guys like Danny that I've partnered with over the years as well, especially in the venture space. My mom's favorite quote is, by the way, you're either humble or you're about to be. Mm-hmm. And although I did go to college to play football, I was a below average college football player. So I quickly went to college to actually be a lawyer so I could make money. Thank God. Danny, for you, your perspective, you work with the boardroom, you work with the biggest investors and athletes in the world like I do, but we look for something specific. We're not just looking, there's tons of athletes that make a lot of money, but we're looking for something different in a guy like Jameis. If we're going to partner with them, collaborate with them, coordinate to build business, build jobs, change people's lives, what are some of the characteristics that you see in Jameis that allowed you to spend the time to put him in part of In Studio Ventures?
Oh, great topic. And for me, it starts with the person. Mm. So how we met at Harvard, very organically, and then we met with the family. So we sat down in LA, we had breakfast with his wife, the kids, my wife, the kids. And we were just chatting. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that's so important, just to look at James in the eyes, how he's treating his kids or his wife. That for me, that tells a lot about a person. So just put the business aside, but just see, okay, right, it's a really a great person in front of me. And that's how we connected. And it built organically on top of that. And we saw, I really, just if you talk with James, his mindset, smart person. Also, he's joining a lot of the deal flow meetings. We're talking together to potential investments, preparing that. Jameis is on these calls and active, and the knowledge that Jameis has as a professional athlete on the field, but also off the field, that's super valuable for us. So that combination is something that makes In Studio Ventures also unique. We're working with a lot of top tier athletes. And we just met another partner of ours, me here, he's in the health tech. He's the best in his field. I always believe I just want to work with the best people in their field, because to your point, I also don't know everything. I know I'm good at things and I want to excel in that. But for me, that combination is puts us on that next level.
All three of us have been blessed to have young success. So I was a multimillionaire in my 20s, worth over $100 million. But beyond being a creator, I had to learn some lessons about keeping it, about my own character, my own values that my mom had taught me. In fact, my wife shook my world in my early 30s when she said, you better take stock in who you were and what you want to become, or else you're probably going to end up dead. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness I had two strong women in my life, my mom and my wife, to remind me what it's like. And it enabled me, as you know, Danny, I lost everything in 2008. Yep. Now I make more money, help more people, and have more fun than ever. Jim, as you're so young, you are a creator like I was, far above the game when it comes not just to making money, but making money with a purpose.
Yeah.
Are there some lessons that you've learned in humility about growing your wealth, and that wealth being social wealth, family wealth, health wealth, and financial wealth?
Well, I think the first step of growing your wealth is, and for me, is understanding that it's not mine, right? It was given to me as a blessing from God, and it's my job to steward that wealth, right? So how do I steward that wealth? The decisions that I make, right? The relationships that I build, the processes that I have with planning for my next step with my money. I think that's so, well, not my money, but the money that was given to me. I think that's so important about planning, having an organized plan, right? Having a tax plan, having an investment plan, right? Having, like, people talk about budgeting, right? Week to week. I don't focus on the checks and balances of every single week, but I do focus on a monthly perspective of what's going out and what's coming in. So that way I'm prepared for anything to happen. And I think just that conscience of focusing on and putting energy towards the money that you have been given, it allows you to be able to, one, reap the benefits from opportunities that come in that are presented, right? And it also gives you the upper hand on just always being one step ahead of whatever trial or anything that can come your way.
You have great wisdom and great faith. It's so rare for a young man to talk about, they're always talking about the more we give, the more we're received. It's actually the more we give, the more we're given. Mm-hmm. And to recognize this with gratitude and forgiveness is incredible, and humility that you have. Now, just like there's coaches trees in the NFL, and we know from here in San Francisco, Bill Walsh down, Bill Belichick down, yeah, these great trees, we're blessed here to have a great coaching tree as well, since we now have been working together for so long, yep, you working with all these young athletes, yep, and I'm sure you'll be paying it forward as well. How is it in this mentorship relationship to be able to draw from your mentors and then make it your own and give it down to Jameis, knowing that he'll be empowering others someday?
For me, that's in the end where it's all about. I really mean that. For In-Studio Ventures, working with people like Jameis, but also the other athletes, we're working closely with a lot of soccer players, MLB and NBA. And for us, we involve the athletes in where we're investing, why we're investing. And for me, that's the number one rule. If you don't understand what you're investing in, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand, okay, if this is the boardroom deal or Springbok Analytics, the MRI scan for, right, a software for MRI scans, what we did together with the NBA,
mm-hmm,
you need to understand how it works. And we're investing in sports. So there's no better, right? The athletes, they spent their whole life from a young age to become the top athletes. So for us, that educational part is huge. So again, involving them in deal flow meetings, talking directly to a startup. And we get, I was talking with another guy who's played for FC Barcelona. And after the call, he called me. We had a call with Rich Kleiman.
Yeah.
Other guys on the, he said, Danny, I just had goosebumps. This was so valuable. This is what it's all about. And again, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. How can we keep doing this? For me, that's big. Also in 2026 and beyond, how can I make sure we keep delivering on that? And then things will, I believe if you do good things will come back. So for me, that's very important at In-Studio Ventures.
Again, all of us have been blessed with great outcomes, living in faith and blessed with what we're given. But we do have trajectory or divine direction in our lives. And we're blessed with all these different opportunities. If you could have one championship, MVP of the Super Bowl win for your team, $1 billion exit on the NASDAQ, what would be an outcome for you that would have significant impact in your life that would give you more purpose? Yes. Jameis.
Yeah, like just, Dave, would you just give me that question right now? Now in the moment, it's immediately winning the Super Bowl championship with my team, right? Nice. Because that's what
I'm in. Well, you got a lot better chance now.
Yeah, but you know, with in terms
shout
of—
shout out to Harbaugh, by the way.
Appreciate you, Coach Harbaugh. We're ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go. Right? And shout out to Matt Nagy, also being our coordinator as well. But I think in terms of impact, I just want to be a man of influence. So however I'm increasing those which are around me, whether it's my wife, my kids, my family, whether increasing their knowledge, increasing their spirituality, increasing their work ethic, whatever that entails, I just want to be, I am going to be that man that influences everyone around me to be better, because I believe in constant growth, right? Because right now, like, my focus is on the Super Bowl, right? We're here at the Super Bowl. But man, I would love to accumulate $7 billion over my lifetime. Right.
Over seven.
Over $7 billion. It's no coincidences in numbers. I know that for sure. But I just think with that, it's not just accumulating $7 billion. But with that, I'm going to be able to provide resources and opportunities for underprivileged youth. I'm going to be able to introduce, women's sports to other people that want to invest in our women's game. Right. I'm going to be able to put introduce youth sports to jerseys like Varsity and all these different type of brands, right, to enhance our portfolio and to enhance life in general. And that's where I'm at.
Well, if you don't think our bench is deep, look at Jameis Winston, because it is deep at In Studio Ventures. Danny Courtenay, Jameis Winston, thank you for joining me. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.